As with any old animosity, the Tom and Jerry show between Pakistan and India has continued since independence. Call it competition, identity clash, or animosity, it has certainly inflicted severe damage, but often felt like a sibling rivalry in a sitcom. If I wrote something critical about India at a given moment, somebody on the other side would write a rebuttal, have a private laugh with me when we met personally, and be done with the whole episode. It was 11 years ago that it all changed. One oddity was the hate mail's nature. When you write something critical, you can expect a degree of pushback. Still, a part of the new normal was that even when you praised India, you received an inbox full of hate mail trying to put you in your place. A citizen of a badly broken nation. A beggar state. India was out of your league. You should not besmirch its name by getting it out of your filthy mouth. I would have heeded the advice, but you realize, since I have been writing almost my entire adult life, one runs out of things to write. It is not possible to ignore a nation of 1.45 billion. In my defense, every word I write is a product of care. If I talk to you, it's because I value your judgment. While others feel flattered by the attention, this was the first time one encountered people threatening to gouge your eyes out for just looking at them. So, what was behind this weapons-grade hubris? The realization that India has finally arrived? If yes, why police Pakistani media's online assets then? If you are so powerful, successful, and rich, why worry about what a Pakistani says about you? America is so rich and powerful, yet all sorts of things are published about it. Do you think such websites and email addresses are swamped by American trolls? Absolutely not. You attack and police when either you are unconvinced of your own success or want to create an environment of fear with a clear outcome in mind. You can see this from the methods that were employed. Nawaz Sharif was invited to Narendra Modi's swearing-in ceremony. Still, India's Foreign Office quickly clarified, he was just one of six SAARC leaders, and the visit should not be seen as bilateral. They also objected to his meeting with Hurriyat leaders. Let's decode that. Their message was clear: we are somebody, you are nobody. These ceremonial invitations to our court are acts of generosity. Be grateful, obey protocol, and never presume equality. And what was the expectation? When we berate you, do not fight back. When we stare at you, make a point of being seen as cowering. And when we raise our hand, fall down and pretend to writhe in pain. This will please our people, and as long as we are in power, we will ensure you get some morsels off our table. You guessed it. The we in the above statement is royal we. And this imagery creates a global superstructure echoing India's caste system.